AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The first significant snowstorm of the season is creating hazardous travel conditions in parts of the Midwest and causing hundreds of flight cancellations. Hardware store cashier Xavier Tatum says he's been shoveling snow on and off since early this morning in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Earlier it was really bad outside. It was really icy and slippery. We had about a foot of snow and it was really wet, but the plows have gone through and we've been salted.
The storm system has dumped anywhere from 3 to 20 inches of snow across parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. Forecasters say the snow will continue in Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan before ending. Authorities say a fire that started today about halfway up one of Chicago's tallest skyscrapers is out. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford.
We had a report of fire on the 50th floor of the John Hancock Center on the east face of the building. Crews got on the scene. Fire was blowing out of the windows and a serious amount of smoke was being generated.
One person was injured. The blaze in a residential unit on the 50th floor of the John Hancock Center burned for about a half an hour. Belgium's capital is relatively quiet after the mayor of Brussels recommended that cafes, bars, and discos in the city's heart close early. British tourist Georgie Moen says a lot of people in Brussels listen to the warnings to stay home.
We walked through the square before and it just seemed to be absolutely dead. There was no lively. I mean, it's a Saturday night. You think there should be more people walking around.
Stadiums were on high alert, security alert Saturday as domestic leagues around Europe resumed a week after the deadly attacks in Paris that took 130 lives and injured hundreds more. This is AP Radio News. The E. coli outbreak connected to Chipotle restaurants is expanded to six states.
The new cases are in California, Ohio, and New York. Earlier cases were reported in Oregon, Washington, and Minnesota. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the investigation continues into whether a specific food at Chipotle is making people sick. No deaths have been reported, but the CDC says 45 people have been infected and 16 of them had to go to the hospital. Last month, 43 Chipotles in Washington and Oregon were closed because of E. coli. They have since reopened. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former New York City deputy mayor and real estate developer whose namesake plaza in Manhattan became the home of the Occupy Wall Street movement has died. John Zuccotti was 78. He was the city's deputy mayor back in the 1970s. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.